This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
So the big story yesterday was Michael Cohen weeping in court as he was sentenced to 3 years in prison after being charged 9 counts. What he went to court on. Cohen, of course, the fixer for a period of time for Donald Trump, a number of years, actually. And repeatedly invoking Trump while arguing against a long sentence, he went to court Wednesday morning accompanied by his wife and children. Southern District of New York in a court filing said he deserved a substantial sentence and proposed he face up to 5 years in jail. Special Counsel Bob Mueller's team noted his cooperation with the Russia probe. This turned up very little about Russia. He pled guilty to making false statements to Congress about his 2016 pursuit of a Trump Tower deal in Moscow, which should have no real relevance here. I mean, Donald Trump is a builder pursuing a building deal, at any rate. He also pled guilty to campaign finance and bank fraud relating to the $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. But just because he pled guilty to a campaign finance violation doesn't mean it actually occurred. A private party paying a private party hush money, which never seemed to bother anybody previously. John Edwards paid $1 million out of his campaign fund to his mistress, his pregnant mistress, who later became the mother of his illegitimate child, paid $1 million out. Campaign finance concerns? None. Bob Menendez in New Jersey, moving campaign money around in all sorts of interesting ways, shall we say. No charges filed there, no criminal activity. But Donald Trump pays off a former mistress who he says he, well, a one-night stand, if you believe what Stormy Daniels has to say. Karen McDougal, a different set of circumstances, but Stormy Daniels ordered to pay almost $300,000 in legal fees to the Trump team for filing a bogus lawsuit, so that all happens. And so where's the crime, where's the finance crime, if you will? But Cohen once said he would take a bullet for Trump, ended up cooperating, facing jail time and massive legal fees. And then Michael Avenatti showed up for the sentencing and said Cohen deserves every day of his sentence. I hope Michael Avenatti feels the same way when he goes to prison about deserving every day. Now, you know. And when I told my lawyer, he said, I should run for president, he goes, he's my fixer, by the way. He said, you know, I'll be the guy that ends up in jail. I said, I don't think so. You're the fixer. You can't have that happen. Can't end up in jail. Anyhow, so that all happened. But then the big bombshell yesterday, really, not that Michael Cohen's going to prison because he basically, in effect, was selling access to the White House. Oh, I'm the president's attorney. You want access? Pay me. That's kind of what it boils down to, in effect. But the big bombshell yesterday is that the judge in the Michael Flynn case, Michael Flynn's supposed to be sentenced next week, the 18th of December. That could all be on hold now because the judge in the case now demanding that the prosecution, that Bob Mueller's team put up the information about how Michael Flynn was interrogated, how he was questioned. Did the government really play a role in not telling Michael Flynn that he'd be in trouble if he didn't answer everything perfectly and advising him, you don't need a lawyer. Hey, we're your buddies. We're your buddies. Did they ever put him under oath? Did they ever Mirandize him? What did they do here? And why were the 302s 7 months late and ironically show up 2 days after Peter Strzok had been kicked off the Mueller investigation? All of these are big questions now that are being demanded by the judge in the case. And that could certainly change the course of the investigation if Bob Mueller's team is called out because of using what appears to be pretty unethical behavior. I mean, Michael Flynn was forced to sell his home to finance his legal defense. How powerful is the government? Well, their resources are unlimited. The number of attorneys that can show up can be dozens. And Michael Flynn's just trying to survive with no paycheck, no income, and no future at this point. Maybe he'll write a book at some point that can salvage some of that money, but good Lord. Why did he plead guilty to something that's so minor? What other choice did he have? Make it stop. Stop destroying me. Give me a chance to survive. That's what it comes down to. And so you look at that and you say, listen, where does it go from here? And I don't know, but this is a huge wrench for the prosecution, for Bob Mueller's team. It's also a huge wrench for the narrative of those on the left who would have you believe that Donald Trump has committed some sort of a campaign finance violation by paying off alleged former lovers with private money. There's no campaign violation there. It's a private transaction, just like the president said. Now, you don't have to like it. I don't like it. I think it's repugnant that he would cheat on his wife, who had just had a child, and conduct himself in that fashion. But just because I don't like the behavior doesn't make it criminal. It makes it unethical. It makes it immoral, potentially. But criminal? No, it doesn't reach that level. It doesn't get to that point in the conversation to be criminal. How could it be criminal? Again, John Edwards used $1 million of actual campaign money to pay off his mistress, who was pregnant with his child. That's apparently completely above board and okay, according to those on the left. But if Donald Trump does something, anything, then it becomes a big deal. And keep in mind, over the course of the last 20 years, what is it, $25, $28 million has been paid out on behalf of members of Congress to pay settlements of sexual harassment and all of these sorts of things that go on, you know, in the halls of Congress behind closed doors after the session is over. But now Congress is going to make members pay out of pocket for sexual harassment settlements. So that's changing. But the only reason that's changing is because the American people became aware of it and they're up in arms about it. And all of these members of Congress had you and I foot the bill. Donald Trump paid the bill himself. And you want to make that criminal? But in all of these other sexual harassment cases where millions and millions and millions were paid out, a lot more than 130 grand, tens of millions of dollars paid out from your checkbook and my checkbook to keep members of Congress out of hot water, that's apparently perfectly okay with the Democrats. Donald Trump paying out of his own pocket, somehow they want to criminalize that. And again, just because Michael Cohen was coerced into pleading guilty to a campaign finance violation doesn't make it so. It makes it convenient for the prosecution to kind of hang it up there and say, look what we've got. Looky here. Again, it still doesn't make it so. The end of the year is almost here. Have you paid your taxes? It's a serious question. The end of the year is almost here. Have you paid your taxes? Because I know there's some of you out there listening right now that haven't paid your taxes this year, or last year, or the year before. Maybe you're an over-the-road trucker, and you just find it difficult to keep up, whatever it may be, that you don't keep up. I've got a solution for you. Chris McClatcher, Fresh Start Tax Solutions, a Michigan-based company working for you right here, anywhere in Michigan, Monroe to Marquette and all points in between. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more and get your taxes in order.
Not quite sure what to give that special loved one for the holidays? Give the gift of safety this year. Not Just Guns and Mason will work with you to tailor the right firearm for you. We won't talk down to you. We know you're serious about your personal safety at home or out and about, and so are we. Not Just Guns carries a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Come in and get one-on-one training or sign up for a CPL class. More and more people are choosing Not Just Guns for all their safety and home defense needs. Let's face it, the world is not getting any safer. This is a perfect time of year to see what owning a firearm is all about. Or it might be time for an upgrade. All the latest firearms and accessories are at Not Just Guns, with a big selection of AR, AR accessories, and suppressors. Not Just Guns has gift cards, too. Check out our weekly online auction every Wednesday at notjustguns.com, located at 411 North Cedar Road in Mason, your one-stop shop for your personal protection needs. Happy holidays from your friends at Not Just Guns.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines. And do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy.